If there ever was a case for agencies to change the way they plan and manage information technology projects, we've got it. High-level data from the Federal IT Dashboard, compiled exclusively for Federal News Radio shows, the average time it takes for an IT program is 1,018 days, and the average cost is $23.2 million per program. But this raw data doesn't tell the entire story. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me to break down the numbers and explain what their data are really saying. Gosh, Jason, 1,018 days sounds like Camelot.
Does sound like a long time, doesn't it?
But tell us how you did this.
Yeah, let's go through how we got that data, because I don't want people to hear these numbers and go, what? Like, we're wasting money? Because remember, Tom, a program is not a program. There's always many, many projects under a program. But so I worked with someone, we'll say a friend in government who understands the IT dashboard much better than I do. And that person looked at 26 agencies, looked at all the project data as of August 2016. So this is a little bit dated data, but you know, when you pull big data like this, there is always a time lag behind it. And they looked at all the programs completed in 2016 or later. So we're not looking at old programs. And then they subtracted the completion date from the start date to get the average duration. And then they divided the duration by the cost by the number of projects to get the average cost. So let me give you an example. Let's just pick a couple agencies. Department of Defense, a huge agency. On average, their programs, IT programs, according to the dashboard, take 1,915 days, and the average cost is $115.5 million. Let's take a smaller agency. Let's look at GSA. We can always pick on our friends at GSA. 529 days on average, $7.6 million. And we have this whole chart, Tom, on federalnewsradio.com, so people can see the entire, all 26 agencies.
And by the way, completion is when software is deployed and is up and running?
There are completion dates that are set by the agencies. We will start X, we'll end on Y. So this is not a guess. This is not us going, well, we think it will be 2018 or 2019. They have a completion and end date right there on the IT dashboard. And that's why I said this is all publicly available data right from the Federal IT dashboard. And long story short, Tom, is on the surface, right, this data is like, wow, there are lots of problems. Every project takes too long. Every project seems to cost a whole lot of money. But let's dig deeper, and I think that's the point of what we're writing about and talking about today.
You spoke to some CIOs to kind of verify and check references against them. What did they tell you?
It was fascinating, because a lot of them said the data, they had never seen the data put together this way, number one. Two, some even went behind me and said, well, we checked the data on our own, and we got about what you got, which made me feel good. I trusted my source.
A powerful admission.
Exactly. But they also stressed that the IT dashboard can't and doesn't really offer a complete view of what's happening. I spoke with Steve Cooper, the Commerce Department Chief Information Officer, and he points out that a lot of these programs are multi-year large investments. They're complex, and again, they have many projects under the program. He uses the example of the decennial census as maybe the ultimate program that has many, many projects underneath it. So to say it takes 1,000 days and it costs $20 million is not necessarily saying each project is costing that. We're talking about the program here. Now, others say the problem is the data in and of itself, because the Office of Management and Budget requires certain things around the CPIC process, or Exhibit 53s. Tom, if you're not familiar with CPIC, Capital Planning and Investment Control, this is a well-known project of 300 business cases, Exhibit 53s, all the financial and data. Now, this is basically where
we're sure the Trump administration is reading them all carefully.
Exactly.
Right now.
Well, no, I don't think anyone reads them all carefully. I think that's part of the problem. Now, this is where, you know, through the CPIC process, through the Exhibit 53s, the agencies define a program from start to finish with many projects in between, and that's what gets listed on the dashboard. I also spoke with Ann Duncan, the EPA Chief Information Officer. She says the CPIC process is challenging for many, many reasons, including the one we just mentioned. She also says it's too cumbersome, and it's very much built for projects using what we call the waterfall approach. That's where an agency does all this upfront planning on the program, from outcomes to outputs to costs, and then oversees how vendors get to the end result.
What you see in CPIC and what that aggregate number gives you is a mix of waterfall projects with long durations, agile projects with short durations, and things that are in O&M that may be listing a six-month or a year-long project. So rolling up that data, which is what is done with it on a regular basis, doesn't give you a true view of how the agency is actually doing its projects. And there have also been, as we've talked about before, some real incentives in CPIC in the past to put in fewer longer projects and to not put in development to focus on O&M because there is less work associated with that. So all those things together, I think, skew everybody's data to the longer duration and the larger dollar value.
That was Ann Duncan, the EPA CIO. And by the way, EPA has some of the better aggregate numbers, 374 days average duration, $1.7 million on average per project. So her numbers at EPA actually look a lot better than a lot of other agencies. Now, to be clear, OMB is reviewing the CPIC process. There was actually a CPIC summit last year where a group of federal experts came together with ideas and suggestions for how to improve the process. Duncan says she hopes the changes will make it not only easier to report CPIC data, additionally break out the operations and maintenance versus the DME development modernization enhancement spending, and then overall really understand how longer projects are doing as it relates to the value the IT systems are bringing to the mission. And in the end, that's really what we're talking about.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Is there any evidence that that agencies are trying to maybe update their project management, their oversight efforts, so they can get out of this 1,000-day, multi-tens of millions of dollars model?
And that's what a lot of the CIOs came back to me and said, you know, this is a perfect example of why this idea of agile, DevOps, iterative development, whatever you want to call it, really needs to take a greater hold inside the government. You know, they say that this concept is moving slowly, but picking up steam. Over at the Commerce Department, Cooper says his agency is really starting to move down the agile path in many different directions.
What we are pushing very hard across all of our programs, projects, and initiatives at Commerce is shorter duration between both measurement and the delivery of tangible value as defined by the customer. In this case, the customer is the recipient of delivered functionality of the program, the project, or the initiative. By shortening that duration, and what we are pushing very hard is literally incremental development, agile, if you want to use that term, of inside smaller duration of 6 months or less, we actually want to see and review with the customer on about an every 4 to 6 week basis, how are we doing? And we is the development team, or if it's commercial software, which is what we try to use in most cases, if we can do that, it's configured and functional delivery of some kind of function, capability, requirement, need, something like that.
Now, Cooper says some bureaus like the Patent and Trademark Office, Census, and even the Bureau of Economic Analysis, a small bureau, already are heading on this path of Agile. Others within Commerce are just getting started. Now, over at EPA, Duncan says she's moving projects toward the Agile development processes as well.
We have three camps here, right? We have folks who are doing Agile, where the average project duration is extremely short, but it varies even there. Are you calling your project one sprint? Are you calling your project 20 sprints? Or how are you calculating that project length? Then you've got waterfall projects, some of which do still, you know, we're still working on them. We're still trying to improve them. We're having those conversations with people about how to do things differently. But some of them still have durations of 6 months to a year in between when they deliver functionality. And there are some things sometimes structurally that are difficult. When you're trying to modernize a legacy product, sometimes you can do some things that deliver capability but that aren't useful to anybody yet. So it takes a long period of time before you actually give them something helpful. And then you've got stuff in O&M, right? So we have to look at each of those individually. And what we're really trying to do is drive things out of waterfall into Agile, and then by default we will drive our average duration down.
That was EPA's Ann Duncan.
So what's the big takeaway from all of this data and this reporting? What should agencies keep in mind when it comes to IT development, especially a new year starting, a new administration?
I want to point to two things. Number one, let's look at this data as it should be. Let's not, our hair shouldn't be on fire. There should be no congressional inquiries to these CIOs about why it takes so long. The data is very important, Tom, but it doesn't tell the whole story. Second, I think it really does show why the change of agile iterative development needs to happen more quickly in government. I think CIOs recognize that, but as we've heard many times, turning the battleship sometimes takes a long time.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, great piece of reporting. Thanks for elucidating.
Thank you, Tom.
Still to come on Federal News Radio, a longtime procurement attorney walks us through some of the procurement provisions in that giant 2017 National Defense Authorization Bill.